Okay, this is the final video for the Foundations of Yoga Psychology section. It was a brief overview, but I wanted to give you a deeper understanding of Patanjali's yoga psychology. This information is unlikely to be relevant to share explicitly with your students. However, as yoga teachers, I believe it's important to understand the mind from this yogic perspective for our own personal growth and development, and to understand the challenges that our students face through this compassionate yogic lens. We looked at Patanjali's answer to the question, what is yoga? And then we walked through the eight limbs of yoga, looking at what they are and how they relate to mental health aware yoga. We looked at the gunas, tamas, rajas, and sattva, and specifically yoga as a way to cultivate sattva. We discussed the koshas, the sheaths of misidentification that keep us separate and in suffering. The kleshas, the five obstacles or afflictions that cause the fluctuations of the mind and prevent the mind from realizing its true self. We looked at samskaras, the habitual conditioning of the mind, and the role that yoga can play in creating positive and life-enhancing samskaras. And finally, we looked at non-dualism, the realization that not only are we not separate, but that suffering arises out of this belief of separation. So there's some assignments for you to complete after this section, and you'll find them all below. Do take your time to do these. They're designed to support you to integrate and consolidate this knowledge and will really help you to understand your own psychology as well as that of your students. Thank you once again for joining me for this section. Once you've completed your assignments, I look forward to seeing you over in the next section where we're going to be exploring how to create a safe container in your classes. I'll see you there.